Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to start with verse 1 and go to verse 6. If you're using the Bibles in front of you, that is found on page 851. And God's Word says this: Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients are commended for. But faith we understand that the universe was formed. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that we see what was not made out of what was visible. By faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offering, and by faith he still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Great passage on faith, and look forward to hearing what God has to say to us today.
If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to ask you to open up once again to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11. I want to share with you this morning some of the dynamics of faith. As verse 1 tells us, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. That it is the evidence of things unseen. Even though we cannot see God, we have faith and confidence in His existence, and not just in His existence, but in all that He has created. And all that He has created is an evidence of the fact that He exists. I'm always kind of tickled, for lack of a better term, by the scientists that come up with, the Big Bang Theory and all of that kind of thing. And the reality is that God declared it, and bang, there it was. And that's how the Big Bang Theory happened to come around. But so many of the world's systems are built upon that which is false. And as we genuinely place our faith in Christ, we discover the deep truths of God in who He is and what He wants to do. And without that faith, the Scriptures tell us it is absolutely impossible for us to please God. And so let's consider these five things this morning. I would like us to consider the who of faith, the what of faith, the where of faith, the when of faith, and the why of faith. Those five things. First of all, the who of faith. The Gospel of Mark in the 11th chapter, we read that we need to have faith in God. That's where our faith needs to be. Our faith can't be in ourselves. Our faith can't be in other people. Our faith must be in God. And when our faith is in God, we can't be shaken. For He is the stable God of all creation. He is the God of love. He is the God of grace. He is the God who has provided for us the opportunity for life and for living eternally with Him. Now, many people do put their faith in other people. Some of them put their faith in possessions, in real estate, and stocks, and bonds. And to be honest with you, in our society today, that's not working out so well. We're seeing an awful lot of people that are going through horrendous, horrendous financial difficulties because of stock market crashes and financial things, because of possessions that have just kind of fallen apart, the housing movement and all of that. But you know what? For those whose faith is in God, they're not shaken. for they know that God will not see them begging for bread. For they know that God is the one who will provide everything that is essential and necessary for life. You see, Jesus never fails. But instead, He is victorious in all things. And He has promised us that He will walk with us, that He will go with us through any difficulty that we might face in life. All we have to do is trust in Him. Our faith must be placed in God. He is the who of faith. Secondly, the what of faith. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22 tells us, "All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." All things that you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Many Christians depend solely on their own strength. And when trusting in our own strength, we find out that we are a frail package and that life is going to crush us. But when we're trusting in Christ, we are going to be overgirded by the power and the authority of God. We are going to be protected, and whatever then we do, whatever we do for God, whatever we do for others, is going to be blessed by Him. For He is faithful. And He is the one who will provide for us. But you know what? He wants us to come before Him, to bring our petitions to Him, to bring before Him ourselves in full and total commitment, and to let Him take all of the brokenness of our lives and restore us and renew us into His image. For the image of God in our lives has been broken by the power of sin. But Jesus cancels the power of sin through His presence, through His power. There's nothing that He can't do. Our faith and God's power make all things possible. Let's tap in to the resources of the power and the availability of God. The third thing is the where of faith. Paul, when he was writing to Timothy, he taught a little bit about this. He says, "I will therefore that men everywhere lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting." The where of faith? Everywhere. When we live a life of faith, we need to live it everywhere we go. When we go to the shop, we need to live out our faith. When we go to the school, we need to live out our faith. When we go to the store, we need to live out our faith. When we go to the hospital, we need to live out our faith. Because you see, faith isn't something that we only live and apply when we're within the walls of this building. But it's everywhere that we go. Wherever we meet people. Wherever we come in contact with anyone. We need to live out our faith. You know, some places lend themselves more readily to the attitude of prayer and faith. The church, obviously, being one of those. But we must pray everywhere. At home, at school, at work, at play. When we're walking among the throngs of people in the cities, we need to be praying. Wherever we are, we can be in the spirit of believing prayer. Pray without ceasing is what Paul writes to us. And that is living out our faith in every step that we take and in every direction. Number four, the when of faith. Mark chapter 11, verse 24 says, "When you pray, believe that you receive the answers and you shall have them." In other words, pray in faith, believing. Don't doubt when you pray. Pray in faith, believing. Have confidence that God not only hears your prayer, but that He wants to answer your prayer. Pray with a heart that has been cleansed and purified by God. You know, many Christians want to only believe once they've seen the evidence of God answering their prayer. They kind of get it backwards. We need to believe before we pray. Pray and then watch God respond. Pray in faith, believing. Not pray in doubt, and then when God surprises us, then say, "Oh, okay, now I'll believe you, God." No, we need to pray in faith, believing, before we ever pray. You see, the who of faith is God. The what refers to everything. The where pertains to all places. The when means now and always. And now we come to the why of faith. And that's simply because faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. Hebrews 11, verse 6 that we looked at earlier says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so obviously, our faith does please God. And as God is pleased, He responds and He blesses and He moves in ways that we never even anticipated. Do you know that God loves to surprise you with grace? He loves to surprise you just like you do your own children. How many people here have wanted to give their children a gift, but they didn't want their child to be pleased or surprised by it? I want to give you this gift because I know it's going to irritate you. Is that the way we give gifts to our kids? No. No, we give gifts because we want to please them. We want to surprise them. We want to demonstrate our love for them. What makes us think that God is any different? God wants to surprise us. He wants to please us. And when our faith and confidence is in Him, He is pleased by that, and He responds by giving great gifts to His children. Please God. Have a faith that is strong, confident. Have a faith that can't be shaken because things don't go your way. Have a faith that is fully committed to Christ. Have a faith that is not going to be wavering or doubting. James tells us that when we doubt, we don't receive from God. Or if we pray unbelieving, we don't receive from God. Or if we pray selfishly, that we might consume the answer upon our own lusts, God doesn't answer us. He doesn't respond to us. But when we pray in faith, believing, and the key there is in faith. In other words, we're not going to pray anything that we know is against the will of God or contrary to the will of God. We're going to pray with the will of God at heart. God will answer. And He will bless. And He will respond. And He'll surprise us. Let's have confidence. The Bible tells us to approach the throne of grace with confidence, boldly. We're children of the risen King. We are children of God. Therefore, we are loved by the God of all creation. And He loves us more than any human could possibly love us, for He has created us. Faith is where it all begins. Faith is where our life is maintained. Faith is where our hearts are blessed. Faith is where the kingdom grows. Faith is a blessing to God. Let's be a people of faith who will follow Him. Would you please stand? I'm going to ask you at this time if you would please take your hymnals and open up to number 410. Number 400. My faith looks up to Thee. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we want to give you an opportunity. God's Word tells us that He has given to every one of you here a measure of faith. Look it up in the book of Romans. You've been given a measure of faith whereby you might believe. Exercise that gift that He's given you. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, why don't you step out and come, kneel here at this altar, give your life to Him today, and have access to the God of all creation. He'll help you with any struggle that you might have. Or perhaps you're here today and you're doubting whether or not God really loves you. Why don't you give your doubts over to Him and allow Him to bless your life? Number 410, let's sing it. And if God is speaking to you, step out and come forward today.